This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. U.S. and Canadian officials confirmed the shootdown on Saturday of what they're calling a high-altitude airborne object over northern Canada. The second such incident in 2 days. VOA's Steve Herman has the story.
First word of the latest incident came Saturday from Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in a post on Twitter. The Pentagon spokesman, Brigadier General Pat Ryder, said U.S. President Joe Biden authorized fighter jets assigned to NORAD to work with Canada. Ryder said the object was first detected late Friday night over Alaska. That was just hours after a U.S. F-22 shot down a similar unidentified object spotted above Alaska. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Chief of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, visited a hospital in Syria's northern city of Aleppo. He toured the city and met displaced people in shelters. Tedros spoke to reporters upon arrival.
We will continue to support with emergency supplies. Today with us, we brought a cargo of 37 metric tons, as the minister said. And tomorrow another will follow, and we will continue to support you with medical supplies.
More than 28,000 people have died in Turkey and Syria, officials say, and millions more left homeless. Pope Francis said on Sunday he was worried and pained by the imprisonment of Nicaraguan Bishop Ronaldo Alvarez, who is a vocal critic of Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega. He was sentenced to more than 26 years in prison. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. The White House announced on Friday that U.S. President Joe Biden will travel to Poland on February 20th to meet with Polish President Andrzej Duda and Eastern European allies, coming just before the first anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Biden's visit will make it very clear that the United States will continue to stand with Ukraine for as long as it takes, said John Kirby, spokesperson for the White House National Security Council.
He wants to make sure that he's sending that strong message, not only of the United States resolve, but the international community resolve, and to make clear to the Ukrainian people, most particularly, that the United States is going to continue to stand by them going forward.
The announcement came after Russia's massive strikes Friday morning across Ukraine. New Zealand is bracing for the remains of Cyclone Gabrielle. Met Service, the country's weather service, said Gabrielle poses a very high risk of extreme, impactful, and unprecedented weather over many regions of the North Island from Sunday to Tuesday. Significant heavy rains and damaging winds that could cause dangerous river conditions and significant flooding are expected. Damage to roads could isolate some communities, according to the Weather Service. Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro said Saturday he intends to return to Brazil in the following weeks. Marissa Melton has more.
The far-right politician made the comment during an event Saturday at an evangelical church in Florida. It's the first time that Bolsonaro has made a statement in public about returning home. Bolsonaro has been in the United States since December 31st, the eve of the inauguration of Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva as Brazil's president. There's been speculation during recent weeks on when Bolsonaro might return to Brazil, where he is the subject of several investigations into possible wrongdoing. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Belgian prosecutors have charged another European Union lawmaker, Marc Tarabella, with corruption in a cash-for-influence scandal that shook the European Parliament, Belgium's daily Le Soir newspaper reported. Le Soir quoted federal prosecutors as saying on Saturday that he was charged with corruption, money laundering, and membership in a criminal organization. Tarabella's lawyer says his client denies any wrongdoing. At least 11 people, mostly civilians, were killed in a central Syria attack blamed on the Islamic State. The IS attacked about 75 people on Saturday in the eastern countryside of Homs. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the attack killed 10 civilians and one member of the Syrian regime forces, adding that others remain missing. From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish.